Hey y'all, welcome to Diary on One Podcast. I am your host, Aka Kandela Kandepwe, also known as Aka. Today's episode is solo because it was inspired by my conversations with the guests I've been having on the podcast, and we've been touching based on mentorship. And we've been talking about how does one get a mentor? Like, how have I been doing it for so many years? And I kind of get the mentors, right? So if you ever feel stuck in your personal life or career, you're not alone. And this is your episode. This is your episode if you've ever felt like, I do not know where to start from to get a mentor. This is your episode. The cool thing about this is I created a framework, which is like a 5-step framework for you to get your mentor. So grab some juice or tea and let's start. So I think the big question we should be asking ourselves, and the big question now that we talk about, is what is mentorship, right? Like, what is this elephant in the room called mentorship? Because I think mentorship is a big word, and I'm going to give you an official definition and just my thoughts on mentorship and a way we can actually look at it as well. So mentorship is a relationship which a more experienced or knowledgeable person, the mentor, guides and supports a less experienced person, the mentee. It involves sharing expertise, offering feedback, and helping the mentee navigate challenges and opportunities. Unlike coaching and teaching, mentorship often includes professional guidance and personal encouragement over a longer period. Yes. So that is one define mentorship. You can Google it and you find that. One thing I learned from one of the episodes I had with somebody was that mentorship has actually been existing in our lives for so many years, right? Now it just has a term. It just has an English term, which is mentorship. But we've all experienced some sort of mentorship in our lives. And we did, like, my guest and I think my guest was Owen for that episode. We talked about how in a village setting, there were men and women. The men and women would actually be subdivided. Or in the olden ages, like, they'd be divided, right? The men would go hunting, and the children and the women would be gathering and cooking, right? When a man becomes of age, the elderly men would start teaching him certain things, like, how to hunt, how to care for his family. The women too. And when you look at that, that is mentorship too. When you think of your family, right? So if there are any challenges or there's marriage coming up, the elders are always called. The elders always there for the good times and the bad times, and they're the ones that actually sit people down, and these conversations, the hard conversations, are hard, right? That is also mentorship, right? It's just some sort of guidance given to you by someone that has experience, right? And they're knowledgeable. And sometimes when it comes to mentorship or this guidance, they don't necessarily have to have the experience in the specific field you want them to have in, but they just have experience, right? And they have knowledge from sometimes living on earth. That's just a lot of experience living on earth. And then you go back and you have these conversations. And I think I, for one, always have these conversations with my mentors. Depending on what type of conversation I want to have, I always go back to somebody and ask, right? And I think one thing I'm trying to really learn is ask my parents for advice, because I tend to just inform my parents of my decisions. So, like, they never really kind of, we've never had that relationship. I had that relationship with my grandfather where I would just pour in my thoughts and he would give me feedback, right? And now I look back and I'm like, that's mentorship. So over your period of life, you'd find that there was a teacher, a bishop, an aunt, an uncle, a cousin that's been guiding you over the years. That is mentorship, right? So this is like one way of looking at mentorship, is that, oh, it's actually been in our lives for so many years, and now there's just an official term for it, and now it could be a trend, but then it's always been there. So that's like my 2 cents on like how we could just break it down and start looking at it differently. And also, I hope that opens your eyes to see, oh, there's so many opportunities to look for mentors in different settings apart from that one setting. So I have broken down some of the things that I have done that have helped me get the mentors that I do not know. So sometimes I have randomly liked a stranger and I've wanted them to be my mentor, and I have approached them to be my mentor and they've agreed because I have this framework in the back of my mind, how I like to approach people at networking events and how I convince them to be my mentor. So it's a pitch. It's like a pitch. And I'm going to demonstrate it at the end, how I did it with one of my mentors. And you can give me feedback. So step one, when we break down the pitch. So before we reach the end, I'm taking you back on top. So step one is map where you are. I think one mistake we make when we want mentors is sometimes we just want them because it's a nice to have, right? Like it's a nice to have. It's nice to have somebody to say, I have a mentor. And if it's a very well-known person, which is a plus because you get like, you gain bragging rights. Say, oh, this is my mentor, da, 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 da. You get a post about it and everything. But sometimes these people don't want to be your mentor because you yourself don't know why you want to mentor. So there's so many reasons why you'd want to mentor. You'd want to mentor in business, personal life, spiritual guidance, career development. If you're a student, your student life, just navigating different aspects of your life. And this is why step one is that. Map where you are, right? As much as you want to pick your mentor, you get to be picked as well by that assessment. So mapping where you are is like learning about yourself, like learning about your needs. My name is Aka, and this is where I am right now. So what type of support do I need, right? So before you ask somebody to support you, you need to know what support you need, right? One quick way of doing that is doing a SWOT analysis. So a SWOT analysis is done in business, which is SWOT, like a SWOT analysis. So this helps you navigate or know your strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats, right? So you want to know yourself first before you can actually go to the outside world and ask for what you deserve. So you list out the things. What are my strengths? So what resources, what skills do you already have, right? Like what do you, at the point where you're at, what skills do you already have? What are your weaknesses? Where are you lacking? Where do you need more improvement? Where do you need more guidance? What are the opportunities? What trends or connections could you leverage, right? Look at your circles. Who do you know who can help you get a mentor or who can be your mentor, right? Before you even get a mentor, do you need to get into certain spaces to just enlighten yourself about what's happening outside your circle? Threats. What's blocking your progress? What are some of the habits that you are doing that are blocking your progress? So do a SWOT analysis on itself. A SWOT analysis is a business strategy, but I actually think that it's something you could use for yourself. So let me give a quick example on this one, right? One of the things I do every year is I do a SWOT analysis on my strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats, right? There's always something I need to learn, and I do not change my mentors frequently, but I always get to get somebody new in my circle to just walk me through a few things I need to learn. One of my strengths is I'm really good at people. So my SWOT analysis is I'm good at people. I am likable. Right, like I am very likable. Like people just see me and they like me. They like my energy. They like my vibe. They might even like the color of my hair. That's my strength, right? My weakness. I'm very introverted and I get drained easily. So I have to kind of manage my anxiety, manage my energies around people. Sometimes I overdo it. So that means I'm drained. That type of thing, right? So I know I'm likable, but I know that I tend not to be a people's person sometimes. So that's like a really, it's a weakness when people pick on it and see like your mood changes quickly. What are opportunities? Because I know that in a big setting of people, I do not thrive so well. I always like to create individual relationships with people. Right, that's always my opportunities. There are certain people that I leverage on all the time. They introduce me to new people. With those people, I don't always have to give out energy, because in an introvert, you're always giving out energy. I don't gain energy from large gatherings or networking events. So there are certain people that I really like, and if I see them, they give me energy and they get to introduce me to somebody. So it's like I sieve myself already, that if I go to an event and I meet a friend or an acquaintance, they introduce me to somebody they think I should meet. The threat is people could think that you feel yourself a lot. That's like the threat. It's always like a threat. And from the outside, the perception would be, oh my goodness, she feels herself so much, right? Because all those in my head, I really have to play to say, people already like me. I'm drawn to people. People always like me, not always, but certain people always be drawn to me and they like me. My weakness is that I'm always low on energy. I have to manage my energy and I really get drained easily in large gatherings. That's my weakness. My opportunity is that I really do leverage on my inner connections and let them sieve out people and introduce me. And yeah, my threat is people always think I feel myself. And yeah, and for me, like when they say first impressions, I don't think I'm a first impressions person. Like people like me afterwards. Yeah, like people have said, hey, the first time I met you, I didn't like you. Now I've met you several times and I really like you. Which is also a threat, because you really want people to like you the first time. But I just happen to be that person people never like the first time. Because really, I tend to be very straightforward when I want to. So that's the first one. So I hope it's very helpful. So the first step is map out where you are. And I hope the example helped you. The second step for you to find a mentor is set clear goals, right? Why do you want a mentor? Like, now that you know where you are, you've mapped out your journey, you've done your SWOT analysis, set a clear goal to why you want your mentor. Be specific. One mentor can't mentor you in everything, but what do you want to work on? Firstly, let's just assume you've never had a mentor, you've never approached somebody to be your mentor. You kind of have to know why you want your mentor. Like, be very specific. Do you want to improve on your leadership presence? Do you want to build a startup? So do you want to get into business and you want somebody to help you start that journey? Are you a student? Do you want to improve on your grades at school? Do you want to get an internship? Like, why do you need that person? Like, it's very good to be very specific, because when you're approaching somebody, you want to be very specific to why you want that, right? And also that could actually give you very successful outcomes, to be honest. Like, you start to measure your progress towards that goal. Like, you can make a SMART goal, right? A SMART goal is, you need to be specific, you need to set a goal that is specific, measurable, attainable, realistic, and time bound. So let's give an example for this would be, if you're a student and you'd like to improve your grades, right? And you say, I'd like to move from a C student to a B plus student, right? And you approach one of your mentors or you approach one of your lecturers to say, hi, my name is Joyce and I'm one of your students from AFIN, which is basic accounting, and I would like to improve, I'm a second year student and I'd like to improve my grades from C to B plus. I'm approaching you because you are my AFIN lecturer, but because you're a lecturer here, you could give me advice on how to tackle and do better even in the course you're not taking, right? And it's like, okay, so in your head, I'm like, I'd like to see this improvement the whole year, right? So that could be that year, which is your second year from January to December, you'd like to see an improvement on your grades. And you tell this person why you want to improve. No, I want to get an internship. I want to graduate as the best student in my class, year. All those, you have your reasons, right? And you start it. And I think that gives the person a clear view why you want them, right? Because you have access to them because of the school setting or the university setting. And they're already familiar with you because you're their student. So they will actually support you into achieving your goal. One thing I learned about being a student is I have learned that people are always ready to support people. On any given point, they're really always ready to support anybody reading and asking them for support. And you have to kind of learn certain things like, oh, I need career advice. And you need to start funneling that to say, hey, I need career advice in this career because this is where I want to go. So I hope that example helps. Be specific to why you want a mentor. You could actually set SMART goals towards why you want a mentor, and that would help you very much. So that's the second step. The third step is assess your environment, right? What this means is you are who you surround yourself with. Assess your friends, assess the environment and what triggers you, scan your networks, and try to know what you need to remove out or not. And to be more specific and just getting down to this is, when you scan your network, now that you know that you know where you are, you have a roadmap for it, right? You set a clear goal, you've assessed your environment, which is a third step. Like, you're assessing your environment to see who can be my mentor. Does my current environment house anybody that can be my mentor? Or do I need to go to a different environment or network to get myself a mentor? That's a good question, because sometimes you need to be exposed to different ways of life for you to move up the ranks. Like, it doesn't mean you need to completely leave certain things, but you need to remove yourself for you to grow. So you have to scan your networks. Like the previous example I gave, if you're just an early professional or you're early in your career, check out the work colleagues that are always willing to help you out. If you're a student, professors that in your university that you know are not really busy and would be happy to help you. If you're anywhere else, community leaders. Which community leader can I go to for advice? Or church groups, right? I think we underutilize church so much. We underutilize it so much. And for the first time, if you're doing this for the first time, I think that scan the people closest to you and pitch yourself to them, right? And one thing I've realized about mentors is that just because they can't help you now doesn't mean they won't help you. And you just being able to tell them to say, this is where I'm at and this is the type of help I need. They might not have the expertise to give you that help, but they might know somebody, which is a good thing, right? What's just important is you having to pitch yourself and having access to just being able to pitch yourself. That's what's very important in this process, is how to get that first mentor and using this framework all the time. So I'll give you a practical example on this one. I was at the University of Lusaka, and I think I was in my third year. And I reached a point where my first business was kind of making 10K a month, right? It was a perfume business. We're doing fine. It was making 10K a month. And the other thing was I had a savings group, and my money was going to mature, and I was going to get like over 20K, 20, 25K. So I needed to know how to do that money, because I know from what I know about money that if I have that money in my account, it's going to finish. I have done that before. I have finished money from shopping, eating out and everything. And from the get-go, I've always wanted to be a business person. So I wanted a mentor. Like, I wanted an official mentor, someone I can go to, someone I can touch base with. I'm in university. I'm also struggling with my classes. So I just needed somebody that I could talk to. And I go to this class, which is management accounting, and I listen to this man talk about planning, business strategies and everything. And from the get-go, I say, I want that man to be my mentor. Right? I listen to him speak. I listen to him what he's talking about. And after class, I follow him and say, hey, I'm one of your students, and this is where I'm at, and this is the type of advice I want. So I told him, hey, I have a business, and it's making 10K a month. I have money maturing in 3 months, and I want to be an entrepreneur. I don't know where to start from. I want it. I just do not know what the roadmap should be. And yeah, the other thing is, I really suck at planning, and you talked about planning and you did it so well, and I want you to be my mentor. And he says, let's set up a meeting, we can start from there, right? He said yes. He didn't say yes from the get-go. He said, let's set up a meeting, because I'm his student. So there's like that familiarity that says, okay, you're my student. I will give you 30 minutes of my time to listen to you speak and assess if I actually want to be your mentor, right? I think he was the only candidate I had, but always have 3 candidates, shortlist your candidates, but that was just me shooting my shot. And I didn't know he was like the registrar of my university at that point, but he was my lecturer. That's all that needs. But I hope that example makes sense for you, right? So you've mapped out where you are, you've set clear goals, and you assessed your environment. All this I have given examples, so I hope it's very helpful. The fourth one is craft your pitch, right? Like, craft your pitch. Like, ask, like, craft your pitch, right? On your something I forgot, or necessary environment, is do your homework. That worked for me because he was my lecturer, but every single time you want to approach somebody, do your homework. Read about them wherever you can find. Ask questions to people you might know. Be discreet about it. Learn about them. And then approach them, because what I've noticed is people just approach people because that would be fun to approach, right? But the most people like to approach the more famous or well-known people, but those people have that status and they are busy, so they won't even have time for you. So before you approach somebody, you kind of have to know, with where I'm at right now, who's the best person for me to approach and that give me advice, or they'd give me a listening ear, or they could squeeze me into their calendars. And one thing I like, before I go to step four, one thing I like is that when I'm at a networking event, I'm at a corner somewhere drinking my wine or cocktail or whatever beverage is being served, and I will be listening to those speaking, but I also be noticing who I want to approach, right? For a networking event, sometimes, you know, might not have the the heads up to research on somebody, but you could actually step back and see, who do I want to approach right now? Who's going to give me a time of day? And I really do it at the end where I'm like, yes, now that's the person I want to speak to. And I always have this cute short pitch, which I am always refining every day, but it always works, right? This could just be to grow my networks, to grow my mentors, but yeah. So let's move to step 4, which is craft your pitch. So back when you're crafting your pitch, is number one is, or the core element of the pitch is, why them? Like, why are you picking this person to be your mentor? Right? Why are you picking them? Why them? Yeah? And number two is your goal. Like, what are you trying to achieve by this person being your mentor? Do they fit? Do they have the experience you need for them to be your mentor? And when you ask them, are you open to being my mentor? So those are some of the elements you have. So this could be something you pitch. So I'm going to go through them again, right? Like, how to craft your pitch. The core elements would be, why them? Why do you want them to be your mentor? Your goal. What are you trying to achieve? So I'm trying to build a billion-dollar company. Okay. Do they fit? Right? Do they have the experience to help Akka or you achieve building a billion-dollar business? Then you ask them, would you like to be my mentor? So those are like some of the core questions you ask them. And you can actually just write it down here. Mostly this is for like a networking event or when you are trying to approach somebody, but you could also use this as like a text. Like, it could have 200 words answering those 4 questions. Why them? Your goal? Their fit? Ask. All right? And yeah, then you get to pitch it. So I am going to... So step 5 is make your ask. So step 5 would be me putting everything I have mentioned and giving you a test of one of my pitches that I did to get myself a mentor. So last year at Bongo Hive, Bongo Hive hosted a product session, like a product workshop with Chidi Afluenza, right? And I went there because my friend worked there and it was a cool event. I missed my friend and I randomly just decided I would go there. And I am done with university, so I already have one mentor who I asked and gave an example to earlier to help me. But now I'm getting into society and I still have this big dream of building a company. And I do think that my skill sets are limited. I just don't know where to come from. And I do have this amazing idea. I just don't know what to do with it, right? Like, I don't know what it's missing. Like, it doesn't have that edge. So I go to this workshop and I listen to Chidi talk, right? I knew I had a gap and I needed to fill it. And I listened to Chidi talk about product management, why you should fall in love with the problem, why having a problem, like focusing on the problem instead of the solution, which is the products or service you're trying to offer, is better. And how when you fall in love with the problem, you just keep cultivating it. All those good things. And he gave different examples about different things. And I was like, okay. So the catchy thing was, Chidi's amazing when he speaks. He cultivates the room. And we're like 50 other people at that workshop. Everybody wanted to talk to Chidi at any given point. Like, they wanted him. Like, they wanted to talk to him. They wanted to take a selfie. They wanted to give a whole speech about knowing him. And I said, well, I've listened to this man speak and I want him to be my mentor. So these are the things I went through. So firstly, I know where I was, right? I already had the roadmap because of my experience and the mentors I had before me. And I graduated university. I knew where I was, right? I knew it. I knew that I'm done with university. I needed a fresh mentor outside from my university setting to help me build a startup, right? And I could feel the gap is that I did not know what I was doing. I don't think I had a clear goal or vision or problem for this business, but I knew it was there and it was a need. Great. I was very specific, right? So I set a specific goal. I was like, I need somebody that would help me get a clear vision on what my business problem is. Even before Chidi, I met Chidi, I knew that there was a gap again. There's a gap in my business and I need everything to be set clear. So I did that. Like, I already had one and two done before I went to that event, right? And I assessed my environment. I knew that at that moment, if I went to pitch myself to Chidi, this whole process I gave to you, he would have forgotten about me. Because everybody wanted to talk to him. He was overwhelmed by people, and I needed to be smart about how I approached him. So this is how I approached him. Someone took a picture of them, and I asked one of my friends to take a picture of us, and I think I had a minute with him. I said, "Hi Chidi, my name is Aka. I love the session so much. There's this business I'm trying to build which would help young people reach their full potential. I kind of feel like I'm stuck. I do not know what I'm doing, and I've listened to you talk about falling in love with the problems, building a business, and I need help. I would like to connect with you. How best can I do it?" Chidi said, "Okay, great. Let me get your number." And to be honest, I think I was the only person that got his number. So Chidi and I got each other's numbers. I didn't text him immediately. I texted him the day after and said, "Hey Chidi, this is Aka. We met yesterday at Bongo Hive. When best can I have a meeting with you?" And he scheduled me in 2 days later, and he said, "Hey, let's have a meeting on a Wednesday." On a Wednesday, I gave him a whole breakdown of what my business was, where it was, and that's how our relationship started. Like, Chidi is now one of my mentors because I have a whole strategy of why and how I want to be remembered in a setting, and I can read and assess my environment. So this is like a framework that has actually worked for me, and that's like a practical example of a mentor that I have gotten from the framework. And to be honest, I think I've been doing this my whole life. I once got somebody, I think one of my first official mentors that I approached was Jen. She was mentoring my friends and I for a business we had, and yeah, I one time asked her, say, "Hey, this is where I'm at." And she's the one that helped my business go from 0K to 10K. Then when I was in university, while I was still in university, I needed a second mentor because she was really busy for me. And I needed somebody that would dedicate time for me. And that's how I got Mr. Kapalai to do the rest of university. So him being my mentor helped me go to America, apply for different scholarship opportunities to travel and all that. Like, in that 2 year period, my life transformed. And the next one was like Chidi. Like, Chidi has helped me on different levels. Like, so every mentor had a purpose, and every mentor still does, because I still have relationships with all these people. Every mentor kind of feeds into something for you on every single time that you hold on to those relationships even afterwards, because there's a lot you can always learn. So this is my practical guide on getting yourself a mentor, and I hope it really helps. So in closing, I'd like to say is, one thing about mentorship is it's on you, right? You have to be consistent. You have to be reliable. If you're going to do something, you're going to do it. Right? If you're not going to do it, communication not going to do it, because it's everybody's time on the line, and people want somebody that's reliable because you're getting their time. One thing I've also learned when it comes to mentorship is this peer and self-mentoring. So I like my self-mentoring, and I use the books I read, the videos I watch on YouTube or anywhere I can access them, and the podcast. My podcast is one of my way of self-mentoring myself. And listening to podcasts is one way of self-mentoring yourself. And the next thing is create your mentor pitch, right? Create that pitch, you pitch yourself to get yourself a mentor. And I'm so glad I did this, and I will actually share the steps in the bio for you to get that and create your pitch and practice it and try it on a few people. Try it once, try it twice to see if it's actually going to work. And hey, I have loved creating. This is like one of many new series I'm gonna create to just help people achieve their goals and just give practical steps on some of the things I do. And if it has helped you, please share it with a friend who needs a mentor and let me know your progress on my social medias. Reach out to us, and yeah, thank you so much. Let me know when you get that mentor, and yeah, bye for now.